Good morning, my dear Walking with Jesus friends. May I begin this Monday with an important question. Where does the Christmas story begin? The Gospel of Luke, with the visit of the angel Gabriel to Mary in Nazareth, or maybe Gabriel's visit to the temple in Zechariah, or maybe one of the famous Old Testament prophecies which foretold the coming Messiah. I've been praying about where Walking with Jesus should go during the month of December, and I have an idea. How about if we trace the chronological journey of Christmas, the incarnation of God in the person of Jesus Christ? It's central to our Christian faith, isn't it? So from today until Christmas Day, we'll walk with Jesus as he shows us in his word how it all fits together, okay? So I ask again, where does the Christmas story begin? May I suggest the Christmas story actually starts before Genesis 1, before creation. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 6 says, "For he, God the Father, chose us in him, Jesus Christ, before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight," God the Father's sight. "In love, he," God the Father, "predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves." Do you see what Paul is led by the Holy Spirit to tell us? Before God had created planet Earth and humanity, he knew there would be a crisis in Eden, and he already determined he would make a way for us to be restored, to be holy and blameless again in his sight. I say again because when Adam and Eve were first created, they were holy and blameless. I see that in Genesis chapter 2, since there was no evil yet in our world. Christmas is God's idea. It is the first step in God's redemption plan for humanity. Do you see in Ephesians 1:7, God continues by saying, "In him," that's Jesus, "we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, which he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding." You know, my friends, that redemption means rescue, deliverance. God knew that as a result of Adam and Eve's decision to trust Satan and reject the holy and blameless relationship that they had with God, their children and every generation of humans since would be born in bondage to a sinful, evil nature. As a result, every human would be born and live separated from God in a downward spiral of sin, a hopeless existence of frustration and disappointment that would end in death and eternal separation from God. The only way that could be reversed and restored to a holy and blameless relationship with God would be if God himself would rescue each and every person and restore them into relationship with him. That is God's redemption and restoration plan. But it required full payment of the sin price and defeat of Satan, the king of evil, and rescue from bondage to Satan's dark kingdom, Colossians 1:13. The only person who could do that was Jesus, because he had to be sinless in order to pay for our sin. He had to be all-powerful in order to defeat Satan, but he had to become human in order to be able to die an atonement death for us and then be raised again to life by God the Father. Therefore, Christmas, Jesus becoming human. Jesus came to live on earth so he could explain all this to us and become our atonement sacrifice, be raised up from the dead and returned to heaven to reign victoriously and save any and all who will trust God's redemption plan and restore them into a holy and blameless relationship with God the Father. So Christmas was God's idea from before Genesis 1:1, and God's redemption plan was first announced in Genesis 3:15, where it says, "I will put enmity between you," that's Satan, "and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He," Jesus, "will crush your head and you will strike his heel." There it is, my friends. That's the first mention of Christmas in the Bible. While it's true most women are fearful of snakes, that's not what this is talking about. Your offspring for Eve was to be Cain and Abel and all other human beings. While born with a sinful nature, we are redeemable as we trust in Jesus for our salvation from sin, and we are restored into holy and blameless relationship with God. Your offspring for Satan are all those who choose to follow him and his evil rebellion against God. First, the demonic angels who left heaven with Satan. I see that in Isaiah 14, 12 to 15, and Revelation chapter 4, verse 12. And then all those human beings who refuse Jesus' offer of salvation. I see that in Revelation 20, verse 10 to 15. These are not redeemable. Jesus did not die for demons or Satans, and once a human being dies, their opportunity to be redeemed is over. The phrase, "He will crush your head," means Jesus' defeat of Satan is final. No second chance, no opportunity for God's forgiveness for Satan. Jesus' death and resurrection defeated Satan for all time, Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. While it's true God has allowed Satan to continue his terrible work of evil in our world for a time, that time will come to an end with his final judgment, when Satan and all his followers are thrown into the lake of fire forever and ever. I see that in Revelation 20, verse 10. "You will strike his heel" means two things. First, that every human being struggles with their sinful nature from the time of their childhood. Have you ever heard someone refer to their personality flaw or their character weakness or even a physical handicap as their Achilles heel? The second meaning is the horrific rejection and torture that was inflicted upon Jesus in his crucifixion and the days leading up to it. So the wonder of Christmas began before Genesis 1, when God developed the redemption plan and Jesus agreed to come to earth and be our sin sacrifice. The first indication of Christmas in the human story is Genesis 3:15, as we've seen today. May I suggest we each take some time today thanking God for his remarkable redemption plan and thank Jesus for his willingness to prepare for Christmas even from the days of Genesis 3. Tomorrow we'll see another picture in the Old Testament which points to Christmas. O Lord Jesus, we thank you that Christmas was the plan of God from before the world was founded.